You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we are interviewing Canadian author Joanna Vanderpoel, author of the book Honoring Your Emotions, Why It Matters. What if we thought our emotions were a good thing and used them to channel our life to be more joyous? This is a book written for both women and men and introduces them to the room method, a first in the field of emotional intelligence. Joanna joins us from British Columbia. Joanna is an emotional intelligence expert, coach, speaker, and trainer since 1998 and author of the book Honoring Your Emotions, Why It Matters. So welcome, Joanna. Now, first of all, I read your book once and intend to read it at least a few more times because basically there's so much in the book and such an eye-opener. And what inspiration brought you to write the book Honoring Your Emotions, Why It Matters, Joanna?
It was a combination of things. I had read a book called Emotional Intelligence, written by Daniel Goleman, which brought a lot of the science of emotions to light. And coupled with some challenging times in my own life, I found it gave me permission to recognize my emotions and recognize their validity.
Okay, good. In today's world, and especially I think in North American culture, having emotions is often frowned upon, so many of us have almost become unfamiliar with emotions. Could you tell us what are emotions and just what good are they?
Essentially, emotions are our internal guidance system, and they have a lot of messages to give us. They're basically a survival instinct in the beginning, but has branched into subtle forms. And when we use our emotional intelligence along with our ability to reason, we are able to live much more healthy and successful lives.
Okay. Much more healthy, so you're saying there's a direct link between our emotions and our physical health, too.
Yes, there's a correlation between better physical health, higher immune system functioning, and people who process their emotions rather than suppress them.
Okay. What are some ways that people do suppress their emotions?
The first thing that comes to mind is some of the self-talk that we all use in our own heads, like, I shouldn't feel this way, I shouldn't get angry. Basically, a myriad of reasons not to give ourselves permission to have the emotion.
Okay. Do you think this is taught to us from a young age?
Yes. It's taught in our family of origin. It's taught in our culture. And as a result, we don't know how to manage emotions when we have them.
Okay, so like in primitive times, we dealt with emotions then, I think.
I think there was probably a much better free flow of emotions many thousands of years ago when we didn't put the reins on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically when we don't address our emotions, we can get sick physically as well as mentally too, depression, different things like that.
Yeah, okay. That's correct. Depression, chronic fatigue syndrome, high blood pressure, addictions, immune function, anxiety. It's quite the list.
Okay, and we all know that there is a lot of anxiety in today's world and depression too. And a lot of high blood pressure, other physical symptoms too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about belief systems. How do they affect us and our emotions?
Our belief systems drive our emotions. So if we believe, for example, that we are not worthy of a better job, it may create the emotion of hopelessness or despair, and we won't try for the better job. But if we believe that we are capable and competent for a better job and we go out and search for it, we work towards that next level with hope and expectancy and usually land something that's good for us.
Okay, interesting. So what you're basically saying is that there's a chance for everybody, no matter how old they are, to go back and reparent themselves too?
Absolutely. That's the exciting part about this work. Emotional handling your emotions can be taught. Doesn't matter how old or how young you are.
Okay, good. And also for parents out there with young children, allow their children to have emotions and help them to deal with them in a positive way.
Yeah. Allow them to have their emotions within limits. I mean, they still can't be out hurting themselves or hurting someone else, but their emotions can still be acknowledged.
Okay, so to channel them in a positive way.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've developed the room model, so this is very interesting. This is something new. How did you come about developing this, and tell us a bit about the room method too, model?
Okay. I did a lot of research in the field of emotional intelligence to see what we knew so far from the science.
Mm-hmm.
And it became clear to me through the process of reasoning and intuition and my own personal experience that there was a very intuitive way for us to process our emotions so they don't get stuck in the body and cause all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I developed this five-step method called the RUM method.
Mm-hmm.
It's an acronym. It's spelled R-H-U-M-E. And it stands for the five stages of recognizing your emotions,
mm-hmm.
honoring your emotions, understanding your emotions, managing your emotions, and expressing your emotions.
Okay, good. Okay. So we'll start with the R, recognizing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think a lot of people may not recognize their emotions? Maybe they're mixed up between fear and anger, or anger and sadness, or...
Right. I don't know that they confuse fear and anger per se, but I do think that a lot of people don't even recognize that they have emotions. They've been pushed below the surface, and they don't function at that level.
Mm-hmm.
They function at a reasoning level.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step in recognizing our emotions is, usually emotions are felt sensations in the body, so if we want to start increasing our awareness, we can scan our body for how we feel at any given time, what we feel in our body and where we feel it, and we can usually attach an emotion word to it, and that's the beginning of heightened emotional awareness.
Okay, good. Now, honoring those emotions, how do we do that?
Mm-hmm. The whole part about honoring our emotions is removing the word should from our internal dialogue,
mm-hmm.
Giving ourselves permission to have our emotions and without judgment, and recognizing that they have a message, they have a valid message for us. And the neurology and biology of emotions also show that emotions are actually chemical messengers of information in the body. The research in the neurology and biology of emotions is fascinating. There's a direct correlation.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have validity. The main thing is honoring your emotions means it's valid. What is the purpose of this emotion?
Okay. So honoring our emotions, if we feel sad, then we can allow ourselves to feel sad and
yeah.
you know, cry, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah. Okay. Grief, the extreme emotion of grief is one that can be moved through if we allow ourselves to have it. We won't fall off a cliff. It will come over us in waves, and we will come back to some feeling of normalcy. But we've got to have the faith to allow ourselves to go through it.
Okay, so definitely it will pass then. It won't, if
yeah.
we do honor our emotions, I think some people are frightened that we'll just get stuck there, that we won't
yeah.
be able to move out.
No,
of.
It's actually the opposite. We
mm-hmm.
get stuck because we don't honor them.
Okay.
I'm no stranger to grief. I lost a 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was very sorry to read that in your book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was hit by a car, and it was through that experience that I learned to recognize, after much resistance as well,
mm-hmm.
that if you allow the grief to actually happen, it washes over you, and in about 20 minutes it subsides.
Mm-hmm.
And I unfortunately had the opportunity to learn that over and over again, but
okay.
it was a good learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, understanding the emotions. Okay, so we have to understand our emotions, and any particular thing that you want to say about understanding the emotions?
Yes, that has to do with our belief systems,
okay.
what we believe about ourselves, about other people, about the world, about reality,
mm-hmm.
about spirituality, all those beliefs. they are closely tied to the emotions that we feel, and we can use our emotions as a guide to our belief systems and get clear on what we believe and what we value.
Okay.
So, for example, if we believe that the world is a benevolent place, we are more likely to go out and explore it in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
If we believe that the world is an unsafe place, we will tend to contract and not and stay more restricted in the way we do our life.
Okay. So a lot of what we've been taught then from our basic stages in life are beginnings in the world then, I guess. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Managing. Now, that's a hard one because often we feel anger, different workplace environments, workplace bullies. How do we deal with anger in a positive way?
First of all, anger is a positive emotion in the sense that it usually tells you that some kind of boundary is being violated.
Mm-hmm.
At the most basic level, that's what it's telling us. And that we need to stand up for ourselves. Now, that's a whole book in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the anger has some good information for us. And sometimes we're not in a position, perhaps at work, to deal with it in a way that we think. So, you know, some of the management comes from just making sure that you have your basic needs met. Make sure you get a good night's sleep. Make sure you eat regularly. Make sure that you exercise to take some of the excess energy off. But the second thing is to address your anger in a way that can help you make a better life for yourself. So sometimes if your boundaries are repeatedly violated, maybe that's a sign, maybe that's a message that you need to find a different kind of environment, whether it be work, friend, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one example, but it is a deep topic.
Okay, exactly. Okay. Getting a little bit back to the our physical needs, I think a lot of people are very guilty about taking care of everybody else, especially a lot of women are in our society. They take care of their children, their husbands, their families, but not themselves. And I think we certainly can't look after ourselves on a mental level unless our physical needs are being met too, such as sleep, good nutrition, exercise, etc. So that's a very important point too that people have to realize.
Yes, it is. I agree. Okay. I think that a lot of people have it backwards. They think that it's selfish to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's the opposite. When we are at our best, we can contribute our best to the people around us.
Okay. Like, you have different exercises in your book to help people to move through these stages, too, because especially after 20 or 30 years, people do get into the mindset of they shouldn't put themselves first or different things like that. And
yeah,
you're talking about 21 days to change a behavior too?
Yeah. If you can stay focused for 21 days, you can actually change the way the neurological firing in the brain,
mm-hmm,
that is part of a habit.
Okay.
And you can loosen the hold of that habit.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So on to we've done recognizing, honoring, understanding, managing our emotions, and the last one is expressing them.
Yeah, a neat thing about expressing them, some of the research shows us that when we express our emotions, we are actually healthier. There are less visits to the doctor, our immune systems run better, our blood pressure is lower. However, that is not to be confused with venting and catharsis and rage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other end of the continuum. This is about expressing emotions in ways that are respectful of self and others. And again, that's a learned skill. But we can start by recognizing that the emotion is valid. And we may stumble at first about how to express it, but it's a good thing for our health.
Okay, exactly. Okay, and how do we become comfortable with ourselves no matter what age? It's going to be very harder as people get older, I would assume, too. It's harder for somebody 50 or 60 than it would be for somebody 20 or 15.
You know, I'm not sure that's true.
Okay.
I think that if we view some of these things as habits,
mm-hmm,
In 3 weeks, they can have much less hold on us. It's much like going on a regimen to change your eating habits or your exercise habits. You focus on it and you do it every day for 21 days or 30 days or 100 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you sometimes incorporate a buddy system to do those things. It's not much different than that.
Okay, okay. So doesn't necessarily make that much difference about your physical age then, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I think once we start changing the habit, it's amazing how quickly it starts to lose its grip on us.
Okay, good.
Very hopeful.
Good. That's very good news for people. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. You are also a coach, too?
I am.
Okay.
I'm a positive psychology coach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is the study, the scientific study and application of what enables human beings to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is all very exciting work. It deals with the founder of positive psychology is Dr. Martin Seligman.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the study of what's right with us as human beings. And when we start to implement our strengths and what's right with us, some of the negativity falls away on its own. It's a much more balanced view, I find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anybody can hire me as a coach to focus on goals or to keep going or deal with some of the, you know, to come to a higher state of emotional well-being.
Mm-hmm.
They can read my book.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of resources available in that way.
Mm-hmm. So again, that's the book called Honoring Your Emotions, Why It Matters, and it does matter too, about our quality of life and our longevity, and just a great book, Honoring Your Emotions, and a lot of exercises in there too, and definitely you're somebody that has experienced a lot of tough emotions. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I've tested it.
Okay. Any other books that you'd recommend, too? I noticed that throughout your book, you mention a few other books that might help people understand your book a little bit better and go hand in hand in helping them to change their emotions in a more positive way.
Uh-huh. I would say Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman.
Mm-hmm.
And Authentic Happiness by Dr. Martin Seligman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, good. Anything else that you wanted to say before we go, Joanna, about your book or yourself or honoring our emotions?
No, I think that gives people a good idea. If they want more information or free articles, they can go to my website.
Mm-hmm.
They can subscribe to a monthly newsletter there that's free of charge or download some articles that'll give them more information
mm-hmm.
on different ways of handling emotions.
Okay, and we'll just mention your website.
So it's www.johannavanderpoel.com, and I will spell that. That's J-O-H-A-N-N-A. V as in Victor, A-N, D-E-R, P as in Peter, O-L, .com. And they can order my book there, as well as ask me any questions. My email is there.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much, Joanna. And
thank you.
Again, Joanna Vanderpoel,
yes.
Author of the book Honoring Your Emotions, Why It Matters. Well, thank you very much, and good luck on your book, and definitely a book that everyone should be reading. Okay, thank you, Joanna. Bye.
Bye-bye.